Now we come back to John Moyer's question, and our treasurer can help respond here. Sarah.
Sorry, actually, I have a question, if I could ask first, on the Constitution.
Okay, could you respond first to this one?
And sure, we'll and then do that. So, John, it's a great question, and we don't have a numerical answer for you. But let me briefly describe what's been going on over the last couple of years as we've been formalizing and clarifying our procedures in terms of financial need to do near-term and long-term sustainability of our building. So we, first of all, have divided and defined two formal committees, one called maintenance, which assumes responsibility for larger maintenance ongoing concerns like electricity, plumbing, that kind of stuff that is medium in cost. And they have an annual budget that's part of what the $42,000 from each congregation goes to pay for. We also have a facilities committee, which is more about keeping things pretty. The guys wanted it called the beautification committee, and I'm kind of regretting that I fought the name, but I thought it was sexist. But that's what they do, and that's a smaller budget as well. But both those committees have budgets that are covered in our annual congregation contributions plus incomes from concerts and all. Okay, then the next thing we realize is that we need to be foreseeing larger investments in major repairs, needing to replace the boiler, having to replace the roof. Things would be tens of thousands or more, and that is what we're building a building fund for. And over the last several years, both congregations have begun contributing deliberately in their budgets, not only $42,000 towards general annual operating costs, but amounts that go to that building fund. And in addition, we do fundraising and have others that give extra donations there. Okay, so that's planning for maintaining over normal periods of wear and tear. The third one is renovation. So let's not confuse the building fund with renovation. Renovation is a decision of the whole church to invest in a major redevelopment of the facility or renewal of the facility would be a much larger investment and would require a different planning strategy. It could be decided to use building fund as part of that. But this point is we have a building fund to maintain sustainability, to project where we'll have costs coming in the near term down the road. Maintenance covers annual costs. And then renovation has to be a fundraising effort. And luckily, thanks to good work of several people on our council, we're actually able to sometimes get contributions from the landmarks authorities, even into our building fund, when we're doing renovations on things like the Cove or other activities that are related to the landmark nature of the body that aren't having to be in the renovation activity. So I am very impressed by the way we've become more dynamic and more organized in thinking about how to plan for the long-term stewardship and sustainability of this physical facility and the resources we've got for that. Okay?
And now your question.
And now my question is, if we could take it up to point five. I think it's under titled finance. Sorry, my glasses are working so well. I have to get up so I can read
Section
it.
Five of the Constitution.
Section five of the, yeah, on finance. There we go. Financial, so notice that it says in three, here we are, in three, that the portion of the congregation shall be determined by the church council and reviewed every 3 years. Why are we stipulating every 3 years in the Constitution? Because that locks us in. I would suggest that would be regularly for the church council and then can be stipulated the frequency of it in continuing resolutions. to allow for the possibility that either we're ready to commit to longer term planning or that we have a nearer term need to be considering changing within a 3-year structure.
This, as you can see there, this is language that's in the current constitution, and generally we were not proposing to make changes in the current constitution unless someone had raised an issue that thought that it should be changed, that it was presenting a problem or that there needed to be a revision. And you're the first one to raise any issues with regard to this particular provision. So it could be that we could just say it should be reviewed at least every 3 years, and then still allowing the flexibility.
We also haven't really had continuing resolutions before. Is that correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So I just think this is an opportunity to formalize more that the Constitution provides guiding principles, and then the practical ways we hear the outline of the continuing resolution.
Right.
In principle, I'm not opposed to the different 3 years, but so I'm just modifying. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think we will discuss about that in the Church Council also. We will hear what the Germans have to say on this point. I'm just to remind you, it's only about the proportion of contribution. So currently we have a proportion of 50-50, 50% equal contribution, 50% from the English-speaking congregation, 50% from the German congregation. And this means, so if we change, let's say, 70% of comes from the English congregation and 30% from German congregation, this change in proportion should take place only every 3 years. And well, certainly we could put that a bit on another document, bylaws or continuing resolutions, but I think that it makes sense to have some stability in this and say, if we have this at least for 3 years, because then the congregations can better know for at least 3 years, okay, we know now we will have 50% of the share and not from one point to the, from year to the other, 70% or so. But it's certainly, we can discuss about that, where we put it.
My point is, we're not opposing the 3-year planning process. Mm-hmm. I'm all for the planning process. Mm-hmm.
No, there'd certainly be the flexibility to have another 20,000 there, but what would not be so flexible would be that the proportion of that 20,000 should be 10 and 10 instead, as yeah. Friedrich was saying, instead of some other proportion.
As it appears to me, it's determined for 3 years is the same amount.
No, it's not the same amount. It's just
the proportion. Proportion.
So it says if we agree, this we can do every year, and you we can say we put 20,000 more, but what we can't change from one day to the other is that it's 50-50.
So if more congregations join, we can reallocate that proportion.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think this is already foreseen. If there is a change, a new constitution, a new congregation admitted, certainly we would have to, of course, think about the proportion.
Other questions or comments that people have? Okay. Well, if other things come to mind as you read this or study it some more, please do feel free to come back at Friedrich or at me or at Martin Vilbers, and we'll be happy to receive those comments or ideas or concerns. Mm-hmm.
So
back to you.
Yeah. Well, I have recorded at least in my mind. I notice now we don't have anyone who took minutes of this forum, but I think there were not so many interventions, and Emege and this were question, and you also said I contest this to be put in, so we will have to think about it, and as well the suggestion from Sarah. These are the points we will have to think about again in the Church Council. For the time being, we will now wait what comes also from members of the Congregation Council of our congregation, and then especially also what comes out from the open hearing in the German-speaking congregation. As Raleigh already said, we will collect all these data, these interventions, and then probably in January we will have a church council meeting where we will again think about this proposed changes, if we will change something in the draft following up on your comments, or if not. And you will be kept updated by the Congregation Council what will then be the following of events. But as I said, and I don't see any fundamental opposition by now, so that I still think we could go the way we had thought about, that we have this General Assembly, as Raleigh said, in the second quarter of 2019. So thanks for being here, Martin.
Yes, we're not there yet because we have to see what comes out of the German side of the debate, but I thought it was a good moment as well already now to acknowledge Friedrich's leadership of the working group. That was not an easy task, and especially the countless hours invested by Raleigh.
Yes, so thanks for your participation. Will it be put on the website, this forum?
Well, there's no minutes, but it is recorded. I give you the recording.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, so thanks for the attention. And as we said, you, of course, can also bilaterally talk to each of us three responsible in our congregation, and we still are open for feedback. Thanks.
Thank you.